570 Gabe appear on a River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? McVay, Shanahan. When I say Sean McVay, you say what, Shasky?
Charismatic leader. I think that he's a very infectious, charismatic, high energy kind of a guy. I think that he's somebody that I'm sure as a player's coach, it feels like he's very easily adaptable. I mean, think about early on in his tenure, he had Todd Gurley and they ran the ball like crazy. And he did it with a pocket quarterback. Yeah. And then they've obviously adapted and evolved. And Stafford is, I guess, a little mobile, but just more of a gunslinger, right? Yep. And they're going to go three wide and four wide. And they're going to really try to throw the ball all over the place. He seems to be very open-minded. But more than anything, there's like an aura around him where he seems extremely confident. Some might say arrogant in a totally different way than Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan seems more closed and guarded. McVay's more like in your face fist pump. And the guy just feels like a leader. I think that he's a natural born leader. His voice kind of drives me crazy when he's talking and he's lost all of his hoarseness like Doc Rivers, but the results speak for themselves. The guy's a winner.
He wins. Now, when they hired Sean McVay, the Niners obviously hired Shanahan in the same offseason, forever leaking the guys who coached together out in Washington. And they've been on podcasts together discussing, you know, what it was like to work with each other, and we know about the Cabo trip, and, you know, Stafford's available. Shanahan's, oh, let me go to dinner and think about that one. And McVay's like, oh, gotcha. You know, they're taking shots together. Like, wait, what the hell's going on here? The Niners have had McVay's number. They have had, once Shanahan got this program up and rolling, and it started in 2019. When the Niners went down to the LA Memorial Coliseum and shut down the Rams 28-7. And Jared Goff had one of the most awful days you'll see from a quarterback, because that pass rush was getting after him. Emmanuel Mosley's playing well in that day. And that was a turning. That was a turning with a tie for Shanahan to get Sean McVay straight up. I mean, they had won 9-10. But obviously we know that one, which every Ram fan that you know, all five of them, when you walk out of SoFi Stadium, they'll tell you, we got the one that mattered. We got the one that mattered. But I believe Shanahan's the better coach. McVay works, they work it under operation where it's year to year. They're flipping picks. They're flipping money. They're a startup, right? They're just adjusting on the fly. Here, where Shanahan has built something, and he's got an infrastructure, and they trust their process. McVay and the Rams haven't given a damn about the draft for many, many years. They finally got back into the draft over the last couple, so their philosophies have been completely different organizationally.
Who's been more stable as an organization?
I feel like the 49ers.
I would probably agree. I think also McVay inherited a better situation to start off with. I mean, when you inherit Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald, right, though they weren't the versions of themselves that they would become with McVay, you started with a little more. There was more in the cupboard. It's interesting. I think that McVay really represents what LA is. The flash, the glitz, the we're going for it, like all in, and if we stink, so be it. You know, we're going to go all in and we're going to try to play a certain brand of football that is going to be a little more sexier. It just feels like the throwing the ball tends to, I think the average fan tends to be more enamored with that as opposed to the run game. Whereas Kyle has got more of a blue collar thing going.
Yeah, no, McVay did wonders with the Rams because Jeff Fisher had ran him to the ground. But to your point, the Rams had a lot of talent and they went from 30th in the league in offense to number one in the league in offense. I mean, just like that, what McVay did too, you know, getting Wade Phillips and Bones Fossil and bringing in veteran coaches around him to help him figure out the game, to help his landing spot, to say, okay, this is how I got to do this. This is how I got to do that. This is how I got to do this. So if there's one thing about McVay you like, what is something about McVay that you like, that you would want to see from Kyle Shanahan? Do you want him to be more charismatic? Do you want him fist pumping more?
I don't want him to be
Shanahan be a stoic.
No. I don't want him to be something he's not. Like, look, for every McVay, there are also Bill Belichicks who don't show any emotion, you know? And Bill Walsh was kind of in the middle. He would, you'd see a lot of facial expressions on the sidelines. I don't want you to lose your mind the way Harbaugh used to lose his mind in the final 4 or 5 minutes of a game, screaming at officials, because it feels like the rest of the team kind of takes on that, that presence. I think the area that I find the most interesting with McVay is his his ability to adapt his own philosophies and acknowledge out loud to the public some of his own shortcomings. He has talked a lot in post-game pressers and in podcasts about clock management, which has been a huge problem for him. And he was talking about, like, hey, like Andy Reid, I sat down with and I wanted to know, like, why did you have so much trouble with the clock? And yeah. And the point that he made was really easy. It's like, hey, you're looking at your play sheet. You're thinking two plays ahead. You're worried about substitution packages that are coming in. You're doing this, doing that, and then you're glancing at the play clock and the game clock. It's a lot to adjust right. in a 10-second span to get the verbiage right. out to my quarterback, all while running the whole thing as, hey, coach, I don't know if you know this, but player X is going to just roll his ankle. He's not available on defense right. next series. Right. Like, it's just, you know, a lot is being thrown at you. And I think that he's done a really good job. Like, and Kyle's done it differently, and I'll explain Kyle in a second, but he's done a really good job taking other people's throwaway DCs and coordinators, yeah. older people, and blending them into his kind of new age thinking.
It's also Raheem Morris. He was a reclamation project. Absolutely. He came to DC, the LA Rams, and won a Super Bowl with them. And now he's got a job in Atlanta, coaching the Atlanta Falcons. He was an interim coach with the Atlanta Falcons. What was it, 2018, 17, 19, maybe around there. But then he got fired, went to the LA Rams, and worked with McVay because they worked together in Washington. McVay, or Raheem Morris, was a position coach out in Washington with Shanahan, Kyle, Mike, McVay, LaFleur, and all those guys. So McVay has done a good job with that. Now he's got Shula's son, his boy that he played college football with down at Miami of Ohio. So that's going to be an adjustment there. And he got cooked up last week. But I do wonder what Stan Kroenke as the owner and the way their motto is, how much will they adjust to focusing on the draft and just kind of building within? And also, McVay's flirted with retirement over and over and over again. He seems so charismatic that he does have a future in television. And I don't know what that's about. He flirted with retirement. We've heard nothing about Shanahan. Shanahan seems like a lifer. No doubt. He's going to be doing this until he's 70.
No doubt. Yeah, I don't think Shanahan likes to be in front of the podium. I don't think he hates it, but I don't think he loves it the way McVay loves to be in front of the podium. McVay loves to be the guy. The other part about like the reclamation projects is he's done it with players. So Odell Beckham was a guy that nobody really wanted to touch at the time he brought him in, and he squeezed the lemon for every drop. They don't win that Super Bowl without Odell Beckham. I don't think they get past the Niners without Odell Beckham. He did it with Carson Wentz. He did it with Baker Mayfield, where he's taken, you know, flyers on guys, and they haven't been prominent players. But I don't think Baker is where Baker is today without his little pit stop in L.A.
Yeah, no, he's taking flyers on guys who were drafted highly. I mean, let's face it. Baker was a number one overall pick. Carson Wentz was a top three pick. He will take a flyer on a guy who was picked in the first round, where Shanahan is kind of the opposite. I know they traded for Jimmy, who was a second-round pick, and they made the move for Trey Lance, and it didn't work out. But other than that, like Brock's seventh-round pick, Nick Mullins, who heard of him? You know what I'm saying? C.J. Beathard, a third-round pick that nobody was really high on coming out of Iowa. Really? C.J. Beathard? Brian Hoyer, a career journeyman? So in that aspect, I always wondered if Shanahan could work with guys like that. Would he want a first-round hotshot quarterback? Think about the guys they fell in love with in Washington. It wasn't RG3. It was Kirk Cousins, who was drafted in the fourth round out of Michigan State. So that's another philosophical difference there when it comes to Shanahan and Sean McVay.
Well, and it also feels like his relationship with the GM, similar to Kyle Shanahan's, is pretty good. They know exactly what they're looking for in players. And when they strike, like for a Jalen Ramsey, they'll strike. Like if they think they can get that guy. And I think that rubbed off on the Niners, making trades for Trent Williams, making trades for CMC. I think they saw what the Rams were doing. And they're like, you know what? I think we do need to be bold at times. I mean, they did it with Jimmy G, but the Trent and CMC felt very different. It felt way more aggressive.
No, it was aggressive. I wonder how much influence Lynch had. DeSean Jackson was on with, was this Kay Adams, I believe? Kay Adams? Maybe, but he was asked who the best coach in the NFL is outside of Andy Reid. Listen to DeSean Jackson.
Andy's not on the board. You can't pick Andy. Who's the best coach in the NFL?
Right now, present, or just all time?
Present.
Ooh, best coach right now in the NFL. I'm gonna go Sean McVay.
Now, you got to take that with a grain of salt, because DeSean Jackson played with McVay for a little bit. He had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay at L.A.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why are you smiling like that?
It's just, I think they're very close, Kyle and McVay. I think they're, you take McVay, I'll take Shanahan. If they take Shanahan, I'll take McVay. They're very, very, very close. And it's like, we do this thing, well, McVay's got the Super Bowl. It's like, okay, so if Stafford doesn't connect on that no-look pass, or if Burrow finds a way in the final drive to score a touchdown, we look at McVay dramatically different. Yeah. The margins are so thin, and it bugs me that we do this, and I do it too. It's like, oh, Shanahan doesn't have the big one. It's like, well, Doug Peterson has the big one, you know, and he beat Belichick. How's Dougie P looking today? You need Dougie P? Like, yes, is it the ultimate prize? Is that what you play for? Of course, all those things. But I think knocking on the door, there is something to be said for knocking on the door. I'm not saying that you don't want to win it all. Of course you want to win it all. I'm just saying that I think we dismiss the journey and we give a little too much credit to winning it all when you kind of stink in between winning it all.
How much has that elevated McVay over Shanahan, that Super Bowl rig? Because he went through Shanahan to go get it. And that seems like the sticky, because for a long time.
That's a good point.
I'm a McVay fan. I'll admit it. You used to get on me saying, man, you love Tom McVay. You love Sean McVay. I'm a McVay fan. I like the goofiness. I like the fist pumping.
The hair?
Makes me have that. Well, the hair is whatever. I mean, you know.
It's getting a little high and tight. I can relate.
The hair is whatever. I mean.
I can relate. Not that he can ask.
It is a little spiky.
Don't want to be compared to him.
I thought he was more frat bro early on, just because I saw him like, what is this guy doing, dude? Whoa, what is going on? But he's much more emotionally intelligent than I gave him credit for.
Nah, he's legit.
Do you guys want to hear what he sounds like after a win? Like, I'm going to play an example of years past. I think this was back like in that Super Bowl year when they had Whitworth, they had C.J. Anderson. This is Sean McVay after a win.
Hey, you can't say enough about that team effort right there. How about the defense stopping the run? How about the offense rushing for 275? 200 plus 100 yard rushers. Where's CJ Anderson at? You cannot say enough about the O-line. All right, hey, and our leader getting his first playoff dub. Check it off. Final Four next week. Andrew Whitworth. Yeah!
You want to play for that guy, right? Come on.
There's something Harbaugh-like where I feel like he feels he's closer to a player than he is a coach, and I kind of love that. I'm not going to lie to you. It grows on me.
Do you have Shanahan's postgame? Give me a Shanahan postgame prep. Now, I watched Raheem Morris again. I was on the Falcons page yesterday. I don't know why. I don't know what led me down to that rabbit hole. But
well, your affinity Mostert, for Kirk Cousins.
No, yeah, that's what it is.
Because you are Steiny.
Raheem Morris was in the locker room. He goes, you know, I wanted to give a tough guy speech, and I went in there, and there was a party. And Raheem Morris is dropping F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. Like, man, he is filling himself after being beaten Philadelphia. Now let's hear from Shanahan after the game.
Hey, guys, hell of a job, man. All right, game. Everybody across the board. How many runs do we get? 37 runs, guys. Hey, awesome job, man. Guys, hell of a job, man. We got Minnesota. It'll be a very quick turnaround. You guys get your rest. Take advantage of tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Awesome game.
Hey, man. All work, no look. Mm-hmm. This is the only beginning. Hey, Niners on three. Niners on three. One, two, three. Niners!
Now, what would inspire you more after a game? McVay or Shanahan?
But here's the deal, though. Like, there's different leadership types, right?
And so, no,
like, there's many different ways to be a president or a general or the head of a company or, in this case, a coach. Like, okay, for example, there is guys that will kiss you, like the guy who used to run the St. Louis Rams. You know, what's the guy's name?
Jeff Fisher?
Dick Vermeil, right?
Dick Vermeil.
And he's one type of way. And then there's the Bill Belichick way, where you're not getting a hug from Bill Belichick.
Well, Vermeil would, he'd cry. He let those tears flow. Now, I did see Belichick. He'd be calling out. Kendrick Bourne was one of his favorites. Kendrick Bourne, he loves some Kendrick Bourne. Bill Belichick, surprisingly. He has some interesting post-game pressers.
But, like, not everyone is going to react the same way. Like, Joe Torre and Bruce Bochy are different, right? But I think that's the beauty of sports, is there's many ways that you can win. It's, you know, it's just what do you prefer? But I would say that the Niners feel more player-driven than the Rams. The Rams, yeah. There's a clear alpha, and right. It's Sean McVay. Yep. He's the alpha. Now, I wonder how that dynamic has changed with Aaron Donald leaving.
I was going to say that. Okay. Aaron Donald not being there.
Yeah. But I don't know how vocal
Cooper
Kupp's
a quiet guy.
I just know how Shanahan operates, and there is a contingent of elite players that kind of run the locker room, right. And I think he's more cerebral. I just think it's different.
408, good point, and good knowledge here on the show. When we had George Kittle on, 408, extending the mobile text line. Kittle has said players can sense if someone is fake. Why would Shanny act fake to prop up his team?
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you play him again? Let's go McVay and then Shanahan. McVay, Shanahan.
You can't say enough about that team effort right there. How about the defense? Yeah. Stopping the run. Yeah. Yeah. How about the offense? Rushing for 275. Yeah. 200 plus 100 yard rushers. Where's CJ Anderson at? Hey, you cannot say enough about the O-line. All right, hey, and our leader getting his first playoff dub. Check it off. Final four next week. Andrew Whitworth.
Hey, got a hell of a job, man. All right, game. Everybody across the board. How many runs do we get? 37 runs, guys. Hey, awesome job, man. Guys, hell of a job, man. We got Minnesota. It'll be a very quick turnaround. You guys get your rest. Take advantage of tomorrow. Appreciate you guys. Awesome game.
Hey, man. All work, no luck. Mm-hmm. This only beginning. Mm-hmm. Hey, Niners on three. Niners on three. One, two, three.
Now, one was a playoff win, and one was a regular season.
Okay, that does make a difference.
Okay, got it.
Because you heard him there. Final four, that was, I think, their last trip to the championship.
Gotcha.
With Andrew Weber. But that being said, I feel like Sean McVay does that after every week anyways.
But I would agree. Also, I think Kyle is more demeanor-wise, he's more Andy Reid than he is Dick Vermeil, Sean McVay.
I can see that. I can see that.
Because like we don't even question this with Andy Reid.
No.
Do I think Andy can be stern? I mean, the fact that you elbow Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl and we don't even talk about it and you can just get away with like a shoulder little like thump, like don't, how dare you do that to me? Like I find Andy to be self-deprecating in certain moments, but I think Kyle, I'm sure there are 50 layers to Kyle we never see.
Well, Andy Reid does a how about those Chiefs? And he gets down, he starts fist pumping.
He's also 66. You
know? Yeah, but he always does that. How about those Chiefs?
And they all I'll tell you how they are. I hate them.
Dan Campbell, he has some fiery speeches, you know for sure. And then he just walks out and they break it down. Harbaugh had a line yesterday. He was talking about, what did he say?
He's like, Moses? I'm going to be like Moses. I'm going to die leaning on my staff. Yeah, that's what he said. I was
Harbaugh's in full effect. I mean, he's in full effect.
I'm here for Harbaugh.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I love Harbaugh.
He would look, I'd never forget the Detroit game. He pointed at Alex Smith at the Detroit game. He goes, clutch. Clutch.
I'll never forget the first ever Harbaugh game. I'll never forget it at home. And I think it was the Rams.
No, they play Seattle.
Seattle. It was the game where Tekken Jr. ran into. Thank you. I knew it was a division game. Yeah. He's wearing black cleats.
Yeah.
Black cleats. And he's taking snaps under center in the south end zone. And I'm saying to myself, this guy's great. He's amazing. And he's like slapping up players right. and he's throwing passes. And I was like, dude, I love this guy. That's why McVay, in a way, he reminds me of Harbaugh because I think that he wants to go out there and run routes.
Well, did you see Sirianni? He was throwing passes with the kid before Monday Night Football. And he told the kid, he's like, back up. I'm throwing even longer. And so he's playing with the kid.
Well, Sirianni's a dope.
Well, Fitz, you like that stuff,
no,
right?
No, he's a dope.
No.
You know why? You know why he's a dope?
Oh,
because
man.
He literally has no confidence in the building and doesn't understand the X's and O's.
Oh, man.
I think the way Shanahan does things is clearly extremely successful. He's being authentic to himself. The players pick up on that. There's nothing worse than when you're in a job setting and someone's not who you think they right. are. They're like
no
fake
doubt.
Boss
no players
or fake
read that.
Tough guy.
Players read that.
You know, like, or fake soft guy. Like, we had a boss at one point, not here, at a different spot, and I always felt like he was reading a book on, like, this is how tech companies would operate. And I was just like, dude, you're such a phony. I would look at him and I'd just be like,
is.
You read that in a book somewhere. That's
know.
Just not who you
I
are.
I don't know who you're referring to.
You don't know. It was a different work setting.
No. I have no idea what you're talking about. Let's